This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Mecca, Isaac, and Paul on the panel. We are going to talk to Ghassan Kasisi from Equality Australia about the Equality Bill in New South Wales. Hi, Ghassan.
Hello, how are you?
We're pretty good. I'm always encouraged when governments are looking at positive legislation and, you know, let's be honest, legislation that, you know, is going to be of some value and some support to our community. So tell us about what's happening in the New South Wales Parliament, Ghassan.
Well, it's a pretty incredible reform, actually. It's been brought by an independent member, the member for Sydney, Alex Greenwich, and mm-hmm. it's come out from an audit that Equality Australia did of over 500 pieces of law in New South Wales and extensive community input on all those laws in New South Wales that currently discriminate or disadvantage LGBTQI plus people. And it does a lot of things. It ends conversion practices. It removes exemptions for private schools. It ensures trans people can have ID that matches their identity. So it changes around 20 pieces of law and adds a new conversion practices a ban in New South Wales. So it's really a once-in-generation reform for our community.
Now, they're a bit late to the party.
They are.
We saw in Victoria, I might have this wrong, almost 20 years ago, it might be more, the same-sex relationships changes, which actually changed 43 acts. Now, there's still some room to go in Victoria. Why? Okay, so Alex Greenwich has been a great advocate and warrior for our community. The new government, what is their view on this? Are they going to support it, or, you know, are they going to sit on their hands like they've got a very long history? I hear the New South Wales government is drafting its own version. Is that correct?
On the conversion practices yep. legislation, we have a multi-partisan commitment to that, and the government has indicated and they've been consulting with communities on legislation. We don't know yet their full position on all the aspects of the reform, but we would be calling on the government and the opposition to support it because these are long overdue changes. And as you said, New South Wales is actually an outlier in a number of those areas. And there's really no reason not to when you look at how all of the other states and territories have moved in most of these areas in the same direction. New South Wales really was a leader at one time in the 90s when it came to same-sex relationship recognition and is now a laggard, and we'd like to see New South Wales come up with all of the other states and territories and ensure equality for our communities.
Why do you think they've been laggards? Because, you know, coalition governments, Labor governments in New South Wales have really, they haven't been behind the eight ball. They've been in a different, they've been actually on a, they haven't been visible at all. Why is that? Why?
Well, I think the history is actually quite complicated. What we've had in New South Wales is a number of cross-party members, so people from different parties and independents working together and introducing private members reforms. So we extinguished historical homosexual offences, we addressed reforms post-marriage equality that removed the requirement for divorce. There have been some changes, but on some of the big ones like exemptions for private schools or ensuring trans people can access a document that matches their identity. Those issues, we haven't seen the progress that we need. I think it's been a mixture of and if you remember back to the marriage plebiscite, there's work to be done in New South Wales to make sure that these conversations are happening and bringing us all together. And if you have a look at some of our leading religious organisations, we actually have some of the most discriminatory policies coming out from certain dioceses, and there's a real tension there that we need to address, this discrimination that is just rampant in parts of New South Wales that needs to be addressed through strong laws.
Ghassan, what do you think the bill is going to do for the people in New South Wales, for their future?
Yeah, well, look, when I look at this bill, this is like an end-to-end reform for people. Right from the time they're born through to when they have a child, there's some better protections there for rainbow families. There's protections that mean if a government is asking you for information through a form, like when you go and enrol in school, there's provisions there that say those forms have to recognise different families and people with different genders. There's all those matters that I talked about in terms of conversion practices and things that affect particular parts of our community. But we're also talking about reforms that update definitions of who we are. And so wherever we work or wherever we study or wherever we live, we can access services, employment opportunities without discrimination. And that will cover, for the first time, bisexual people and asexual people and properly intersex people and non-binary people. So there's reforms here for every member of our community, and it's about removing those areas of discrimination and disadvantage in law. There's also healthcare clarity for people seeking access to healthcare. So it really is a very wide-ranging and important reform for everyone.
One thing that I find interesting is during the week, a couple of ex-New South Wales premiers, you know, have advocated for the yes vote. And I think that's awesome and incredible, you know, across party lines. Yet on this issue, there's, you know, particularly, you know, there's some, and I'll say this, don't expect you to, there's some rat bags in the upper house, but we're not seeing the level of bipartisan support that I'd like to see for this, that we're seeing for The Voice, even though, you know, the New South Wales government is saying, okay, look, you know, we're going to have a long think about this in the opposition, whatever. I'm still concerned as to whether or not this will pass. What's your take? Do you think we're going to end up, perhaps we won't get 100% of what we want, Ghassan, but do you think we're going to get close to it? What's your gut feel tell you?
I think we've got a really good chance, but I think with any reform, our communities always have to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are friends across the parliament, but what we need to make sure is those parties commit to these reforms as well. So, and in New South Wales, it's been a one-by-one proposition,
yeah,
because a lot of our reforms have been done on a conscience basis or on a basis where people have been given. So adoption is a good example.
Yeah.
We actually had both the leader and the opposition leader support that, and mm-hmm. it passed by the narrowest of margins because it was a one-by-one proposition. So there is a lot of support in the parliament. I'm very hopeful. The government has committed to aspects of it already. The opposition have committed to aspects of it already. I think it's been looked at very seriously. And for those of you that know, Alex's history on these sorts of reforms has been very successful. He tackled abortion.
Yep.
He tackled voluntary assisted dying. And there are other examples of those reforms in New South Wales, which other states seem to get their governments to lead. New South Wales is a bit weird. But on the other hand, what we do have is an opportunity to actually make this a really broad reform that is supported across the parliament. In ways where sometimes other states we've seen very partisan divides, I'm hoping that we will get government support and opposition support, or at least a vast majority of those parliamentarians voting in favour of our community's quality.
Ghassan, I'm going to bring it back to the people. Do you see that? Is there much support from the people for this bill?
In terms of our communities, they've told us that these are the issues that they want and people can take action. We also saw our communities really stand up when we've had a number of attacks from a particular member of the upper house, who I won't name, but who's kind of gone out of favour now because, you know, the time has passed for that politic of division. We've seen it in New South Wales with the last federal election and a certain candidate who just really crashed through and failed in their attempt to try and whip up hate against members of our community. So I think that there is really broad support for these reforms. They're fair enough because what they do is just ensure that LGBTI people don't have legal barriers in their way and are treated equally under the law. That's all it does.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fairly, you know, significant reform for us. And it's got something in it for every one of us. So I'm hoping we'll see New South Wales LGBTI community really back it. And I think they will because they're the reforms that they've told us they want.
Yeah. And I want to acknowledge, Ghassan, you know, the work that you've done and everyone at Equality Australia and Alex Greenwich and a whole lot of other people, you know, for getting us to this point. It's not easy. It takes a lot of time. Probably a lot of frustration. And, you know, let's keep, you know, the discussion going. And, you know, I hope we get the outcome that we want. And at the end of that, you know, I'd say to those, perhaps, and I'm not going to name him either, that upper house MP, the cows aren't going to stop milking. The sun's still going to come up. You know, the world you live in, you know, is pretty unfortunate. I feel sorry for him. But, you know, at the end of the day, the parliament will decide and people will vote with their conscience, but also vote on the basis of what's right, and what's fair and what's equitable. And, you know, we're not asking for special treatment. We're asking for recognition and equal treatement. It's not that difficult to get your head around, to be honest.
I just think people want to be treated equally, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for people out there listening, hop on our website and take action because raising our voices now is critical. We'd love to see this reform done by Christmas or at least progress by Christmas. So people can hop onto equalityaustralia.org.au and take action because we need to make sure that the major parties come on board and make sure to get this done.
I agree. Thank you, Ghassan. Thank you for your work again, and thanks for your time on a Saturday. We appreciate it, and fingers crossed.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Cheers. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Isaac. Stay with us.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.